I want some.
Oh, my God. I mom. We having conversation about my life and shit.
That's the intro, wait. Why, Dizzle?
You are now tuned into the Sober Up Podcast with your host, Antoine Osborne and Aaron Rodan. Time to sober up, kings and queens. Let's get focused and get your mind right.
Church, need to go to church, because I ain't living right.
Stay tuned in every Wednesday for a new episode to drop for your listening. Stay sober, family. All love and respect.
Welcome back to the Sober Up Podcast.
Welcome back, people.
Welcome back.
Hey, man, I took a break for a little bit, man, but the break was just kind of ironing out things I need to do with the actual podcast and figuring things out. And I wanted to stay consistent. I wanted to be consistent. Yeah, stay consistent. But hey, I still need to figure it out because it wasn't boiling the way I wanted to boil. Like, I don't think the heat was on. So I'm welcome a guest on. And welcome a guest that was already on here. And we're going to have fun on this, man. I want to go this year, and I'm going a different direction of what I said my podcast was. Just because I've been dwelling on it for a long time. And I know I was put here for helping govern our offspring. My offspring, my friends, just our kids. They need guidance and they need leadership. Leadership is not out there. It's not. It's irrelevant. A lot of them are making dumb mistakes, and we can figure it out together. We can figure it out as a family. It takes a village. It takes a village. And that's some serious shit, that it really takes a village to really govern our kids and make sure they're making the right decisions. And
for kids' ass.
And yeah, we welcome back Dez.
Hello.
My guy. Welcome back to Sober Up. And we're going to welcome his son.
Hi. Hi.
Why, Dizzle, what's your name?
Stallings.
Hey, pull the mic up. Wow, we need to hear you, bro.
It's like cutting. Like,
yeah, you gotta be in.
I start talking, it's like cutting, and then like the end part of what I'm saying.
Nah, you gotta be into the mic.
It
like you see,
funny to you right now.
Yeah. It's different.
That's why
you gotta turn. You see where I'm like speaking into the mic. And do you hear my cut out?
Or yes.
You hear mine too, but I'm still. You can still hear clearly what I'm saying.
Just talk, boy.
Yeah.
All right.
As long as you can hear yourself, you talking.
So who are you? Wait. What's your name? Age? Grade?
Well, that's a lot to drop, but...
Okay. Hey, drop it.
It's
drop it like it's
drop.
Hot.
Drop.
He said that.
This is my whole government, though.
Yeah, put your government out. Who are you?
Yo, stand on yours, boy.
Stand on that business.
Stallings, yeah. Age 11, grade 5.
And the mic.
I really don't know what else to say.
No, you said it. That's all I asked.
Yeah.
You about to pull your headphones out, though.
Yeah, I know, right? Stop fidgeting with you.
So it's good. You good. You good. Hey, wait.
She's scared.
Hey, man, I'm glad to have you on the podcast, man.
Boy, he's scared.
Glad to have you on the podcast. So, me and Dad been going back and forth with these podcasts, and the podcast been great. But what I wanted to put out there is that I wanted to have this year, 2024, of us focusing on y'all. What do I mean by y'all?
Kids, offspring, etc.
Yeah, kids, offspring,
et cetera.
He said et cetera. What else is this? Nah. All right. Yes, our kids. I wanted to focus this year on y'all just because our kids are if you look at when we have kids, some of them have them by accident. Some of them have it on purpose.
I know, I ain't no accident.
No, you is purposeful.
Which is why he is for sale. I've been trying to sell his name for the past couple of months. It hasn't been working.
So I'm gonna get into the price. We definitely worth a half a trilly, right? Yeah. At least a half a trilly.
Hell nah, y'all.
No, a whole trilly.
I'll take 200,000 right now.
Oh, damn, no. Our kids is definitely worth a trilly.
You know he owe me 500 after he make it to the league, if he make it to the league.
So just $500?
No, 500,000.
No. What did he say?
No,
he said 500. He said 500.
It's 200,000 off the rip.
He said 500.
200,000 off the rip. So 700,000 total. I'll take that.
You take 700,000?
Yeah.
And then you're done?
700,000.
When you pull up in that Bentley, you done?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right, no, let me get back to what 2024 is. It's for y'all. It's for our kids. My podcast, I want to make it, I want to focus on y'all, man, just because y'all didn't happen just out of just nowhere. Y'all happened for a reason.
Do you know the reason they happened?
Why?
Because you did it with their mama.
Oh my gosh,
bro!
That's why.
Wait, schooling. That's not the only.
If I'm not mistaken.
Oh my gosh!
If I'm not mistaken,
I think I got a button for it. I might have a button for that one. I had a button for that one.
Yeah.
No, it's not just because we did it with their mama.
These
are the fruits of our loins.
You look for a reason for stuff.
What, me?
Everybody always does.
Well, you do too.
No, I don't.
You don't look for a reason?
It's kind of freeing.
So you're just like a free bird. Wait.
Jim.
Wait, so you think he's just a free bird?
Yeah.
He just does free bird shit? Like, pull it up. Pull the mic up.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So your dad does free bird shit.
Indeed.
Okay.
But
I love his free bird shit. I do. Because Dez is Dez.
That's why he's on a podcast.
Yes. Yes.
But either way, I don't look for a reason for shit.
I do. I look for a reason for my kids.
Nope.
What?
They just happen. Again.
Hey yo,
think about it. They just had like that. That doesn't make me love them any less. Yeah, you know
it
mean?
Makes
that,
me love
that,
them more.
That doesn't what finding a reason for them.
Reason for them, they were born. That happened. It did. Your offspring.
Exactly.
I hope to.
So take care of that thing.
Would you say, wait?
I hope to have a purpose.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, well, make your own purpose now. I'm not dictating that. I will support you in whatever you decide that you want your purpose to be. I got you. I got your back.
I mean, I don't want to be a mistake.
Oh.
Oh. Well,
because what you were saying.
Mistake. No, you weren't a mistake because I didn't mistakenly do it with your mom.
Yeah.
That happened on purpose.
He said, yeah.
A lot of times.
Real shit. I mean,
that was not a mistake.
No.
I don't think it was a mistake. Didn't feel like one.
No.
So therefore,
I get you.
Therefore, none of my children were mistakes.
That's the point I'm making.
Yeah, I mean, none of them were mistakes.
That's the point I'm making, bro.
But shit happens.
They happen for a reason.
No, shit happens. That's what I'm saying.
I got to do it again.
It doesn't.
Wait, explain that.
No, it doesn't take any value away from what happened.
What?
It saying shit happens does not take any value away from what happened.
So, shit happens for a reason.
No, it does. God damn it, shit. You keep
this nigga. Yo.
I put this.
I'm going to prove a point. I'm going to laugh every time because shit happens for a reason. Tell him, Wade.
No, there's no reason for anything.
Why does it happen for a reason?
No,
let's ask Wade. 11-year-old, fifth grade. Let's go.
Why?
It has a purpose because why would you have a child if you don't mean to?
Oh. Because
fifth grade, 11-year-old.
I had intercourse with your mother.
So
I meant to do that.
So after
so obviously I meant to have a kid. You don't shoot nobody if you don't mean to kill him.
Nah, that's not a good comparison. Shooting somebody kills by and having a fucking kid. Get the fuck out.
Follow me.
Let's get on the same page, bro.
Follow me.
We'll be swearing by the end of this podcast. Then follow
me. Yeah, but you laughing though, wait. You laughing.
Follow me. Follow me.
You laughing. You
follow me. Follow
you can't compare shooting somebody having a kid.
No. I'm saying you shoot to kill. So every time you stick your Peter in a girl, and there's no contraception of any sort, then you meant to have a kid.
We're gonna agree to disagree on that one.
Every time you
do your thing. Okay, yeah, you do your thing.
Like you don't even try to pull out nothing like that, then
so you're trying to compare shooting to kill somebody having a kid.
No, you're missing my point. I'm just saying. Every time you shoot her club up, spray the whole joint.
Don't do it. You meant to do that shit.
He didn't do it.
You ain't miss. Feel me? Now you pull a gun, you go to shoot somebody, you aiming for a target. So therefore, if you pull that gun and you shoot, you aiming at that target. If you shoot her whole club up, then you meant to have a kid. You ain't mean to, but you meant to.
I'm gonna just bring it back to everything happens for a reason, bro.
God damn it, shit.
I won. Wait, did I win?
Yes.
I won.
All right, well, then what's the reason?
I won.
What was your reason?
My reason? Everything happens for a reason.
What was your reason for being here?
Because it happened for a reason, bro.
What was the reason that your daddy shot your mama's club up?
It happened for a reason. I'm here, bro.
What was it?
Well, I don't know what the fuck it was.
Exactly, nigga.
But it happened for a reason.
No, there isn't one. How long are you going to go trying to figure out
why it wasn't a reason?
How long are you going to go trying to figure out what it was?
I don't need to figure out. I know it happened for a reason. I'm going to move on.
But you still haven't told me what it was.
What reason was it?
So how long will you search for that reason?
I don't need to search. It's going to happen.
God damn it, shit. How long are you going to ask your question?
I was.
Don't do it.
How long are you going to ask yourself, what's the reason that I'm here?
Woo! That's the strongest answer in life. Because if you don't know, you're governing shit.
So how long are you going to ask yourself that before you say, I don't fucking know?
Dead silent.
I'm just saying, how long are you going to ask yourself that question before you rest easy and
that was hard.
I don't know.
So you said
it feels good.
No.
I love I don't know. I turned it into a sound. I go, oh. Yeah. See, he made the sound before.
Yo.
My offspring, nigga.
Made the sound.
He made the sound.
Always do it. I do the same thing when I'm bored.
What? I don't know.
There's a piece.
You don't know what you're here for.
I don't care.
Why?
Some water, real quick.
What do you mean? Phone dry, slow, hot. Right.
What do you mean, why?
Why are you here?
I don't care.
What?
How do you
waste your time and day not saying, I don't care why I'm here?
Oh my God. Like, what do you mean?
Serious?
I'm here because I'm here.
So what are you working for every, like, when you, like, no. That's the first time I ever heard that. I don't care why I'm here? Dez, you know you care why you're here. I know you as a person.
You don't get it. You don't get it.
Yeah.
I obviously care.
Yeah.
I greatly care.
Yeah.
For reasons
your offspring.
Humping.
Yeah, your offspring.
So therefore
so there's some so you can't just sit here and
but they are the sum of the equation.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah.
At the same time, I don't. My driven purpose every day is to make me and the ones around me happy. Now, if that means I gotta go to some bullshit job and deal with some bullshit in order to make enough bullshit paper in order to come home so I can afford enough bullshit in order to get more bullshit in order to make my kids happy, then that's a bet, because I guarantee when we go snowboarding, when we go go-karting, when we go do any of that shit, it's all worth it.
It's all gonna make sense.
It's all worth it.
Yeah, it's all gonna make sense.
But at the same time, I like small goals, little by little.
How do you eat an elephant?
Little by little.
How do you eat an elephant?
I don't know.
Wait.
What?
Fifth grade, 11 years old. How do you eat an elephant?
You can't, because the motherfuckers kill lions.
Small bites at a time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't eat the whole elephant. So how do you achieve your goals?
I never tried to eat an elephant.
Little by little.
First time I heard that, it was from one of my district managers. I said it in a podcast before, but I looked at, what? We don't eat elephants over here.
I say it to him all the time.
Yeah.
Like, little by little, slow the game down.
So you can't
slow the game down. But
you
but in
don't
saying that,
care about why you're here.
And saying that, no, I'm saying.
Back it up, back it up, bro. Back it up, back it up. You just told me you cared why you're here.
No.
Why you're here.
And saying
and
that.
And why.
You
purposeful.
Care? No, no.
Yeah, no. I heard it.
No, you said.
I heard it.
You looked at it as more of a projection.
No, you said it.
Did you hear him?
Say, speak into the mic. Wait.
You looked at it. You look. Shut up.
Did he not admit to why he's here? He was here? He straight up admitted. He said he didn't care why he was here, but he admitted. Why he was here. He gave, I heard it. It was coming from his belly.
This thing.
I'm saying.
Real shit. It was coming from.
No,
you didn't hear it because you went to the bathroom. But
you're not listening. You're not listening. I'm saying that every moment that I'm here.
Yeah.
of course, I'm going to make the best of it.
Why?
Because it's another day in paradise. Out here fucking up more than twice. So, guarantee it. So therefore,
so you don't care what you hear.
So therefore,
so let me re-ask the question. Let me re-ask the question real quick.
You say, because why we discussed are a little bit. Here,
hold up, hold up.
Am I supposed to say I'm here to be a president?
Actually, Wade, you asked the question. No, let him ask it.
No, let him be quiet.
No,
Wade, am I supposed to say? Am I supposed
why
to?
Why are you here
to be a president?
When you get back home, if I ask that question,
I'm here to be president.
What?
That's my phone.
How's your phone?
To be president. That's why I'm here. And to be an astronaut. And the richest man in the world. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm on Earth. Exactly. It sounds stupid as a motherfucker because it is, nigga. You live every day, day by day.
Yeah.
And hope for the best. Walking is controlled falling. Every step you take is a controlled fall. So you gotta take everything step by step.
No, yeah. You can fill up.
Yeah, yeah. You can fail with a variant of a half an inch in your walking path. So exactly. So life can fuck up like that. Yeah, I mean you could think that, oh yeah, we're going to do this and blah 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 blah, and then all of a sudden this shit happens.
Yeah.
And if you steadfast on, oh shit, I was supposed to be a president, I know, because I in my head was supposed to be a professional football fucking player. And guess what? I got injured. And life happened.
It happens.
And life happened.
It happens for you. Not
and
you.
Life happened. You know? It does and happen. Life happened. Do you now, okay, put it this way. Do you think I would rather be a rich professional football player? Yeah. Probably closing out a career, right? Definitely it, closed out a career,
and
our, right?
And going into
now.
Our 40s, yeah.
Or where I'm at right now. Where you think I'd rather be? Speak. Quick. 3, 2, 1. Exactly, nigga.
Yeah,
shut up.
Yeah, I can't.
Exactly,
say
nigga.
I
shut up.
Be...
Exactly, nigga. Shut up. So therefore. So how mad?
Who determined?
How mad should I be?
Who determined that though?
I don't know. Life, nigga. Shit happens.
So was
him and his siblings the reason that I got hurt and did not possibly go further than college football? Is that the reason?
So therefore
everything happens.
For a reason.
You look for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason.
You look for a reason to find comfort. Look for a reason so it makes you feel better. And you should find solace in the fact that shit happens.
For a reason.
If that's what makes you sleep, that's what helps you sleep.
You know why I say happens for a reason? Because after we say it, it's done. So when it's a reason, it's already done. But after we say it, like, we can't take back seconds. We can't take back any time that just happened.
Exactly. So why search for a reason?
Everything happens for a reason.
Why search for one?
Because it's gone.
So why are you
Once it happens, it's
one?
Gone. It's, so well, I'm not searching for a reason.
You are searching for one.
I'm searching to learn from that reason. That's all I'm doing.
That's called learning.
I'm searching to learn from that reason.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're hung up on goddamn words. Next topic. Pissing me off. You motherfucker. Pissing me off. God damn it.
I got him, didn't I?
Yeah.
I got him.
I'm going to finish my goddamn cigarette.
No, I got him. I got him.
I can't smoke inside.
No, we can't do that.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah, we can't.
And I don't got no vape.
Breathe air.
Vaping's gay. Shut your mouth. I told you. You're allowed to talk when you're in
quiet. He's right. We then breathe out. You know how many times we breathe out?
Hey,
through your nose, out through your mouth, buddy.
Oh, shit. see. What's up?
Wait, right.
What's up? Oh, man. Oh, they both work.
Bro, no, don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Hey, yes, I abuse my children.
That's why you mad.
I smack the shit out my kids. No lie, no bullshit. Oh, shit. No, I don't talk right now. Right. Yo, I'll